Good morning. Welcome to Tiernan's podcast. It is Friday, the night. Sorry, I'm trying to drive here with my headphones on, which isn't working. It's Friday, the 9th of March, which is kind of hard to believe. I don't know if you can hear the car beeping at me. I'm currently driving out of the gate. And the parking sensors are on. Yes, I can see the wall. I'm working on not hitting it. Yeah, this isn't going well already, is it? I think I'll continue. I'm not one to do editing on podcasts. This is the first of the new set of podcasts. I've done a few of these previously. And at this stage, I think I want to get back into podcasting only because I've got some ideas. I want to get down. I want to see how other people react to my ideas. So, I've been gone from podcasting for a while, so I don't know what usually goes on a podcast. Well, I say I don't know what usually goes on a podcast. I don't know how the cool kids record podcasts. I am currently recording this on an iPhone 4. I have a pair of Apple headphones, which that's what a mic there is. I have a pair of the Apple iPhone headphones. I'm using Griffin iTalk. I think it's Griffin iTalk. The iPod or the iPhone is hiding in the armrest of the car, and I must look like a bit of a dink driving around with a pair of headphones on. Obviously, there's no music playing in the car, because that would be silly. I'm recording this with, as I said, an iPhone. I'm not completely sure how the audio quality is going to be. I'm just basically playing around as it is. If podcasting becomes something that I want to do on a more regular basis, I may go out, get a proper microphone, get a proper recording device. I don't know. iPhone seems to do the job at the moment. It being solid state and everything else. The only problem is if a phone call comes into the iPhone, there's the podcast paused automatically and coming back to it, and everything else is going to be awkward. So, anyway, if anybody has any comments, feedback, wants to shout at me for anything, I'm on Twitter at Tiernano, TIERNANO. I'm online at tiernanotool.ie, TIERNANOTOOLE.ie, and you can find links to the main blog there and any other sites I've got should be linked to up there. I'll probably build a dedicated site for the podcast, or I may build a dedicated site for the podcast. If I do, I'll put links in both the blog and the on my main homepage, and we see what happens after that. So the main reason I wanted to talk this morning was I had an idea, a cloud computing idea. Now, I know cloud computing is a term that's thrown around an awful lot, This is what I consider to be a utility computing idea. I bought a couple of domains a while back, cdnhostedblog.com and cdnhostedcms.com. I've also got a couple of other shorter domains which I can't remember exactly what the deal with them was. I think I own bloglikeahacker.com as well. But the idea behind these was you would go onto the site, you would sign up, and you would create a blog or a CMS enabled site. You would go off, put in your data, put in your blog entries, what have you, and hit submit or publish. Publish would then go off and do some magic, which would basically regenerate the entire site in HTML, get your images and put them onto a proper, onto a CDN, and do whatever else needed to be done to it, and then push the whole lot to a CDN. Amazon CDN, Akamai CDN using Rackspace Cloud, or a custom CDN. You could use pretty much anyone you needed, really. What was the thinking behind it? I was thinking Amazon's because Amazon has a nice API for using, same with Rackspace Cloud. And the advantage of the Rackspace Cloud is it using Akamai, there seems to be an awful lot more servers on Akamai than there would be on Amazon. Could be wrong there, but I think yesterday I read somewhere that Akamai have 105,000 servers worldwide in data centers and ISPs around the world. So you're probably not very far away from an Akamai pop. So my thought behind this was that your HTML would live on the CDN as well as the images. And in the ideal world, your HTML would probably live on the Amazon CDN, since Amazon actually allow you to serve HTML without too many issues using our website setup, or at least that part of the S3 site. It should work with CloudFront actually. So you can publish your CDN, or you can publish something to Amazon's S3 services, and it becomes a website. And this is all well and good. Sounds like it does an awful lot what you'd need it to do. All you'd have to then build is the blog front end, which would go off, receive posts, figure out who needs to be republished, create the HTML and push it to the CDN. So that's one idea, and this is something that I've been thinking about setting up for the last while. As I said, I own the domains and everything else. But then this morning I started thinking. Now when I say this morning, it's now, what time is it? It's 20 to 8 at the moment, AM, in Ireland, GMT time, and I'm on my way to work at the moment, so that's why I'm currently away. I started thinking about the idea of Amazon I calculated Amazon have 6 data centers in the world. Well, 6 AWS data centers available. At the moment. So, there's three in the States. There's one in Brazil. There's one in Dublin in Ireland. And there's one in Japan. And, well, unless I've missed one. Well, I know there's a Gov cloud, but I don't think we get access to that. But unless I've missed one, I think that's pretty much all we've got. Now, I say all we've got. It's a big start. Well, my thought was that if you could spin up a couple of instances in each of these locations, you spin up a couple of front-end sites, at least one processing server. You don't really need to use the likes of... You don't need a local storage server. You can use Amazon S3 for that. You don't need a database as such. You could probably use DynamoDB, or you could use SimpleDB or something along those lines. You could basically go off and have instances running in every location in the world that Amazon have a data center, and somebody goes in and using some magic DNS lookup would get to the closest server that's available to them, where in my case would be Dublin, the data center in Dublin. I would hit a front-facing server in Dublin, log in as myself, and see that I've got X amount of blog posts and what have you. I could then go in, create a new blog, write up whatever I want, and hit save. That would then be pushed to a back-end queue, and then pushed around to each of the other servers as a back-end queue. So, thinking of this, you would probably have a couple of queues going on, and each front-end server would write to... Okay, that's a technical implementation. Can't really think how that would work. Maybe each of the servers would talk to each other, or each of the compute nodes would talk to each other. Maybe the compute node would build it once and then push it to S3. Maybe that'd be an idea. So wherever you actually go off on create the post, the file would be generated and pushed to S3, and then each of the front ends would get a notification that there's a new file, or even better, each of the front ends polling is probably a bad idea, push would probably be the best bet. So each of the front ends would get a notification saying new content. It would then go off, pull down the required content from S3, and do whatever needed to be done, and then make it available. If a new post comes out, all that would have to be done is, if a new site comes out, it would be pushed to each of the servers. They would update their web server, each web server instance, to say if the request comes from cdn hosted blog.com, then send all requests to this account. You could have the front end sites load balanced. You could maybe use Nginx in there somewhere for faster response times. there's a couple of ideas that could be done here. Now, costs of something like this. It's going to cost money to set up, needless to say. Because you're talking, you have, as I said, six data centers at the moment on Amazon's network. Probably get away with just needing five, since two of the data centers in the States are close to each other. You've got two on the West Coast and one on the East Coast. You may get away with just one on the West Coast to start with. Try to save a bit on that. You could spin up small or micro instances. Small Windows instances are about 12.5 cents, give or take an hour, depending on where you want them. Micro Windows instances are about 3.5 cents, again, depending on where you need them, where you want them. So you're talking couple of smaller web server instances. You may not need all that much front or back end processing power either, since it's generally just HTML that has to be generated, and all you basically have to do is take the HTML, do some rewriting on the header, the footer, change some links. That's pretty much it. So it's price wise, it costs some money, but it's not a massive amount of money. The other thing is using something like reserved instances. If you went and reserved instances instead of paying by the hour, you would pay a certain amount of money up front and then do whatever needed to be done. You pay then a reduced amount of money per month or per hour, whatever it is. After that, it should reduce your cost as well. Your upfront fee be a bit more, but your total costs should be a good chunk less. Amazon released details sometime in the last couple of days. There's new pricing. The pricing has dropped for the Amazon EC2 instances. And they had a case study for someone, and the way they were originally ordering instances, they put in the details, they changed it to a they changed it from pay-as-you-go to not-so-pay-as-you-go up front, and they saved them somewhere in the region of $1 million a year. So I'm looking to see what people think of this idea. Is it something that you would be interested in? Is it something you would maybe pay for? Send me a message on Twitter. Leave a comment on the podcast site. Tell me what you think. It's an idea I've had. It could be interesting. You could add other things to your feed. Images can be added in, they'll automatically get CDN-ified, if that's a word. Podcasts could be added. Again, they can be distributed over the CDN. The more files, obviously, you upload, the more it's going to cost on the CDN, and things are going to get interesting. You have to start working out how to charge and everything else. So it's an idea, and I don't know what people think of the idea. So that's why I'm putting it out there. So any suggestions, any comments, give me a shout. Needless to say, I was mainly talking about it as a CDN for blogs, or a blogging engine. Same thing would pretty much work for a CMS. I've also thought about it for a photo gallery, which I'm not going to go into details at the moment, because I'm not sure if we need another photo hosting site. We've got a lot already as it is. But yeah, give me a shout, tell me what you think, and yeah, so I'm getting close to the city centre. Well, actually, I'm already technically in the city centre. I've been stuck in traffic for the last few minutes, so you know you're close to Dublin city centre when you start getting stuck in traffic. So I'm going to sign off here. By my calculations, that was about 20 minutes. I'm going to try and make these podcasts short. My older podcasts used to last nearly 40 minutes, sometimes longer. But I think the idea will be that these will just be short little podcasts, part of the commute on the way into work. And just basically have a chat and try and figure something out. As I said, if you have any comments, suggestions, anything like that, stick it up on the show comments. And yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. So thanks for listening. Subscribe to the RSS feed so you can get new posts as they come along. If this goes well, I'll try and get them into iTunes, and I've heard it's fairly hard to get them into the Windows Phone podcasts. But give me a shout, and yeah, we see how things go from there. Okay, thank you. Good luck. Bye now.